Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
You can definitely learn how to make a sale in less than a month. It's going to take effort of you, you know, building a site, calling suppliers. There's not much to it, right? Like, you're choosing a person, you're finding the products they buy, you're building a site, you're calling the suppliers of those products that they buy, you're uploading those products, you're running Google Ads. At that point, you can take sales. Like, you have the e-commerce platform to take sales.
Welcome to the Dropship Podcast, where you'll learn how to build and grow a high-ticket dropshipping business and hear stories from successful e-commerce entrepreneurs. Let's kick this thing off.
Hey, welcome to the Dropship Podcast. And today we're answering a question we found during keyword research, and I bet it's a question you're wondering as well. How long does it take to learn dropshipping? I'm going to answer it like right out of the gates. It's probably way, way less time than you think it is. I think this might be one of the easiest business models to describe to a layman who's never heard of e-commerce in this fashion before.
Yeah, it's definitely one of the, and it's also one of the simplest business models out there, right? So it's simple. Getting your head around how a high-ticket dropshipping business works and the pieces that need to be in place for it to work and to make some sales and to make some profit, it's pretty simple. There are far more complicated businesses that would require you to learn lots more than high-ticket dropshipping. I think you can learn enough to start a business, make some sales, make a modest amount of profit, like, you know, which is nothing to sneeze at, like a couple of thousand a month, that sort of thing in your pocket. I think you can learn that in 2 months or less, for sure.
100%. You can definitely learn how to make a sale in less than a month. It's going to take effort of you, you know, building a site, calling suppliers, and everything we've walked through on this podcast. And if you haven't heard it, literally go back to episode one and we walk you through the entire process. But there's not much to it, right? Like, you're choosing a person, you're finding the products they buy, you're building a site, you're calling the suppliers of those products that they buy, that you're uploading those products, you're running Google Ads. And at that point, you can take sales. Like, you have the e-commerce platform to take sales. And so dropshipping is simply the method of fulfillment, right? If I sell from brand A, brand A is going to ship it to my customer on my behalf. They're going to dropship it. Bada bing, bada boom. You just learn dropshipping. Like, I genuinely think this might be the easiest business model. It is the lowest capital business model to start. Mm. We've done podcasts on that too, that you can start for around $500 or less. And so there's very little risk here and not a lot to learn to get started. Of course, like anything else in life, you're only going to get better as you go and you should want to keep learning. But to get started, this is why I love this business model. You don't need to know a ton and you don't need a whole lot of money. You just need your sweat equity. You just need to say, I'm going to put in the work and get this done.
Yeah, I think that the time involvement here is not so much around the learning. It's around the doing, right? I don't think the learning, like, yeah, you've got to find a good source of knowledge that you can learn from, because there is a right way to do it and there are some wrong ways to go about it for sure. But once again, if you're listening to this podcast, you found one of those. And so learning this stuff, yeah, it doesn't take long at all. And I think it's always important to remember and to remind yourself that you need to learn kind of some baseline stuff to get going, but past that, you're kind of learning as you're doing. So, which is another great thing about this business model, is you can make money while you're still learning how to do certain things. Like, so you don't need to learn every single possible way that you could grow a high-ticket dropshipping business before you grow a high-ticket dropshipping business. All you need to do is learn enough to get to the next stage. And doing that doesn't take much time at all. So, I think learning enough to get to a place where you're profitable, yeah, a couple of months or less, getting a store started, you can do that in the next month, and including learning what you need to know to do that. And then past that, though, you just learn something new when you need to add something new to your business. You don't have to worry about knowing it all before you get started. I think people overthink how much they need to know before they start. And that's certainly an area where I think people go round and round in circles a lot. Like, they're like, people think, oh, I need to know every possible thing about this business model before I actually start it, right? How many times have we heard that? Yeah, Ben's pointing at himself there. If you're not watching the video, that was him at the beginning of his business journey. And I think it's an easy trap to fall into. Whereas, the best way to learn is to blend learning, and doing. If you're listening in and you'd like to take the first steps towards building your own high-ticket dropshipping business, head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go, where we've got a free training waiting for you that's going to walk you through the first steps you need to take to start your own high-ticket dropshipping business. And I'm going to walk you through an actual example of what one of these businesses looks like. Because if all you're doing is watching videos and listening to podcasts, reading blog posts, maybe reading books, wherever it might be that you're learning from, and it's probably multiple places, let's be real, and you're not actually doing anything at the same time, I don't think you're truly learning, right? Like, just consuming knowledge doesn't actually mean you're learning. You learn far more from doing. So the balancing act that you have, if you're asking this question about how long does it take to learn, is that learning's great, but make sure you're doing at the same time. Every time you learn something, be putting it into practice at the same time. And what that will actually do is it will actually speed up the time it takes you to get to where you want to be. You know, if your target is getting an extra couple of $1,000 in your pocket a month, or whether it's hitting the $6,000 profit a month, which is what we did a podcast episode on in the past, or whether it's something much larger, if you sit there trying to learn everything for 6 months, well, I got to tell you, if you learnt and did at the same time in 6 months, you could be at over $100,000 in profit. Now, we had a student post to us today. He's hit $1 million in sales. Shout out to you, Ben. And he's done that in, I think, 10 months since launching his business. He's hit $1 million in sales. And there's a decent amount of profit in there too, I can tell you, from knowing his story. So whereas some people will sit around and go, well, I need to learn it for 8 months before I even start doing it. Like I saw a guy post in one of our groups the other day, oh, I'm going to start this business next year and I'm just going to learn about it until then. It's like, holy shit, if you just went and started now without knowing it, by next year, you could be at $1 million in sales and you're going to give up that portion of your life just to learn. And I know it comes back to probably a confidence and a fear kind of thing, but that's just unnecessary, man. So unnecessary.
Yeah, shout out to Ben. I was going to read his message too. Kind of same thing, right? Like he messaged me. He was close. He said, I got there today. And then he bought the course last July. He launched October 1st. And he did $1 million in sales, like you said, in roughly 10 months, right? No experience, no previous courses. He got the right course the first time, is exactly what he wrote. And like, you know, I think there's a lot of people who, you know, learn through podcasts, which thank you for being here. They learn through YouTube videos. Heck, we've had a lot of students who bought the wrong course. Again, learning, maybe taking the wrong actions. And so, you know, we'll be the first to toot our own horns. I think we have the best high ticket dropshipping course on the planet. There's probably no doubt in my mind. I would put it toe for toe with anybody. I think we got the results to back that up. We have multiple students doing numbers I didn't even think were possible, if I'm honest with you, John. We've really fast tracked a lot of our students. And so you have to take action, but you need to take focused action. Like, what happens when you learn? You fail. That's right. You're going to fail, and then you're going to learn a lesson, and then you're going to move forward. And so the beauty of like getting in the right place around the right community with the right course is you can kind of step over some of these potholes and you can fast track your success. I'm not sure I've seen more than I can count on my two hands people who did $1 million in 10 months, John. And I'm being dead honest. Like that's incredible. And we're starting to see this in multiple students at this point, and the numbers that they're doing are really, they used to be like the unicorn stories you would hear. And now it's kind of happening quite often inside of our course, which is honestly makes me feel a little uncomfortable. Like that, these people are going much faster than I ever did. And so it's cool. It's cool to like watch this, but it's crazy what's possible if you, again, you just do focused work.
Absolutely.
Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business.
John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business, not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business, we're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for the Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. And go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out the Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.